Okay, guys, we're gonna start with questions in the room for Sean, and then we'll jump to Zoom. Who wants to kick us off? Jardy?
Sure. Sean, just, you know, for a second there, it looked like you guys, you know, were in serious danger, and then just two very quick goals. Is how, and what is the feeling after the final whistle that game?
Oh, relief. You know, I think it was coming almost the whole game. You know, we were putting a lot of pressure on them on set pieces and stuff like that. But to finally see the ball hit the back of the net, you know, it relieved a lot of pressure. And I think at that point, when we got the first one, we had the momentum. You could kind of feel it coming for a second.
You know, you mentioned that the first half, a lot of set pieces, and maybe it was a little bit frustrating for you guys. Just how much did you see the game change when some of those substitutions came? Obviously, Rion, but obviously, you know, guys like Adnacha as well.
Yeah, they brought some really good energy. We were talking about that before the game. Like, we're going to need everybody. All our subs, all our guys were ready when they came on. You obviously saw that and stuff, and it's a huge boost when they can come on and do that.
Hey, Sean, how surprised are you on the second half? Wow. You guys were losing. You finally came on the second half, and everything just worked well. But the good thing is that you guys never gave up. But can you take us a little longer? Can you explain us how you guys were able to hold it and finally came up with a win?
I think just like believing that we'll get our chances. You know, like I said, we had a lot of pressure on them in the first half. And once they went up, we kind of thought they were going to defend more and we're going to have more of the ball. So it's just like a belief, just keep going, keep like being relentless, just keep on putting balls in good areas, getting balls in the box, that kind of thing, and then it eventually did pay off.
What can you tell me about the changes? Even though the coach made those changes, you guys, it seems that you guys never lose the beat. You guys were trying to come out with a win. How this win is going to benefit you guys going forward? From 28, you ended up coming with 31 points. You're looking good. How you're going to take the next game?
I mean, we got our last game, and now it's all in our hands, you know. We'll see the results on the weekend and stuff, but we put ourselves in a really, really good spot here to make it into the playoff, and it was a very big moment for us.
Sean, you've come back in with Daniil's red card last week. Just, I guess, what's the mentality when you're put into situations like that, and what's the dynamic between the two of you and the tandem there?
You just always got to be ready. Like you saw the guys today that came on the end of the game and changed the game. As a goalkeeper, you got to be ready as well. You might not see the field as much, but you just always got to be ready. And I think that's a lot of credit to our goalkeeper group with Trevor Stiles and Emil as well. We have a great group, one of the greatest groups I've worked with. Like every day we put in such good work and stuff like that, and it really helps. Like whenever you do get an opportunity to go in, you're ready and you feel ready, and there's tons of confidence there.
And maybe just off the bench, obviously Max is one of your former teammates from Ottawa, both here and Blackhawk, retiring this week, or announcing retirement because of Trevor. I just wondering if you had any comments for Max.
No, he's had a great career. He was a really good guy, a great locker room guy, and a good person. I wish him all the best in his next chapter, and happy to see him finish in Ottawa, finish home. Thanks.
Could you tell me how you got Rion Moore, like how he fits into the team? He was playing, I guess, in Trinidad until the start of the season, and you know how he's fit in the team in those two goals.
He fits in the team great. He's a really energetic guy. He's got lots of pace, really athletic. And then you can see when he comes on in a game, he can really impact it with that. And he was just in the right spot and the right place today.
Sean, when you obviously, you know, playoffs are still a reality for you guys now. When you look at kind of yourself coming in for a meal for Rion Moore coming in and scoring when Moses Dyer couldn't, when you see this kind of like next man up mentality, how much reassurance does it give you that you guys are ready for another good run?
I think it's huge. When like the whole season, you always need the entire team. You're going to need everybody. Like I've gone in, Emil's gone in, we had Danny Zadrovic came in and did a good job as well. And then we have Rion coming in a very important moment. I think it gives us a lot of belief that at any moment someone can step in and do the job.
You gonna give any shout-outs for probably for your family, relatives, and all the people that they are what expecting you at Pacific? Please.
Yeah, I know my parents are watching back home, my girlfriend as well, and I think there'll be some other family watching. I'll say hi to them and always love the sport.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bruno, take the mic.
right on Zoom.
Oh, hey, Sean, it's Cleve Deanshaw from the Victoria Times Calls newspaper. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, yeah, just your thoughts on what was said in the dressing room at the briefing. You're down one, a late goal in the first half, all these killers, right? 44 minutes, goals scored in the 44th, 45th minute are much like hockey, right? Killers for you. But obviously you were yelling at the guys in a positive way to keep your heads up when that goal went in. Well, what was said in the room at the half?
The message in the room at halftime was kind of just keep on going, keep believing, just keep on putting pressure on them. We'll get one more chance, and after that we can build on it. And I thought if we kept that momentum going, once we did score a goal, we're going to have a really, really good chance going to win the game. And luckily, we did.
Hey, just again, touching on Rayon, and you face him in practice every day. People are up on the league are just wondering when he was going to get on track. I mean, 10 goals for Trinidad and Tobago and CONCACAF play in 28 games, that's not easy to do. And obviously tonight he showed what he's got opportunistically.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard coming to a new country, new league and stuff. And, you know, he's got the talent, as you can see, with the national team, what he's done in his career back home. And it's good to see him get that here as well. And, you know, in practice he's been great. He works hard. And, he it's good for him to have that work pay off today.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Sean, congratulations on the victory. I just want to talk a little bit about just the fighting spirit of this team. You saw it in Halifax, that late goal from TMG, 2 goals in the last 10 minutes. It comes across as a team that's just going to fight it to the very end. Just talk a little bit about that mentality.
Yeah, recently we've been really strong mentally in that sense. We've been coming back even to tie games, win games, like in like the Halifax game you said, and it's like kind of that message that I was talking about at halftime. It's like even though we gave up the goal, there's a minute of frustration, like everybody's kind of mad, and you know. But after that, we move on, and it's like we got that belief that we will be able to come back, and we keep the pressure on, and we keep it going, and we've built on that mindset, and I think we're at a really good place now that we know if we concede one, we can still come back.
It was a very impressive first half, very much on the front foot. I don't think I've seen an away team have 11 corners to one before at the halftime stats, but obviously it's been a bit of an up and down season for the team. But to come to York, a team that if you get into the playoffs, there's every chance you're going to be meeting in a couple of weeks, to put in a dominant performance as well, talk about what that now does for your mentality.
Yeah, it just builds even more confidence. You know, you're able to come on the road when it's basically a playoff game for us, and we can see it out all the way into the 90th minute, and we're scoring goals late, and we can come back. Like I said, it just keeps on building. Like, from what we've been going with, like, through Halifax in these couple games, it just keeps on building and gives us even more confidence.
Cheers, Sean. Safe travels.
Thank you.
That's it. No. Go get changed. Just a minute.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
How did you maybe see the substitutes kind of change the game in the last 20 minutes?
Yeah, I thought, to go back to the first half, I thought we were very good in the first half. And then to go into halftime 1-0 to concede on a corner, I think we had 10 or 11 corners in the first half, was a little bit difficult for the group. But at halftime, at the same time, we had confidence in the way that our approach was, the way that we played the first half. We didn't want to change too much to start the second half. We could stay the same and make a few changes. And then a big test and a big challenge to see if we had what it takes to come back in a game that we need to win. We know we needed 3 points. A tie, a loss wouldn't have been good enough for us. That's what we came here for. So big credit to the players, to the boys, the way they stayed together. They fought to the end, and then our subs came in and impacted the game. Obviously Rion, but also Naj. And really happy for the group, for sure.
Just on Rion, you know, kind of funny how with Paul works, he could have been away with Trinidad this week, but you know, he comes in off the bench and he scores two. Just, you have to be happy for him to have a moment like that, especially he's maybe had some frustrating months.
Yeah, I think he'd be the first one to tell you he's a bit frustrated with his season. You know, he came in with big expectations for himself, as did we. Hasn't always gone his way. He's been back and forth with the national team, and then to come in this moment for him personally and score two goals and help us, and the way it happened with Trinidad and everything. So really, really happy for him. He deserves the moment.
Was there just again about Rian there, that he's like, it seems to be Trinidad was like a magnet. The guys go to Halifax there, but you found him on the open market, or some scouts said, watch this guy.
Yeah, I mean, we identified him. He's been scoring goals for the national team for Trinidad. He's the majority of his career has been played, all of his career is in Trinidad. So it's taken him time to adapt to our club, our culture, a different way. But he's got a great character, and I'm happy for him tonight. Deserves the moment tonight.
Thank you. Coach James,
yes.
Last time we talked, you told me that you were a little, frustrated having too many players that are injured. Now that all your players are back, and now the result that we were able to see today, and what can you tell us, even with Moses Dyer, how impressive he is?
Yeah, I mean, I think first, it's great that you say that, because our group is got a good spirit and preparing, but we're still missing players. We're still dealing with injuries, but they're getting on with it really well in terms of next man up and players stepping up and taking responsibility. And Moses has changed our dynamic. He brings consistency in terms of his reference, the reference for us as a striker, and someone that works hard and presses without the ball, which has always been our identity. We want to be a team that's pressing higher up the pitch. And he's always involved and active with the ball. Okay, tonight doesn't get a goal, but he's still creating. He's still being dynamic. He's still allowing us to play more the way we want to play. So he's been a great addition to our group on and off the pitch.
How happy are you with the win? Impressive win. And the funny part is Moses Dyer was playing at Vancouver. You were able to get a player to your team, and now he's bringing some like a good chemistry. How still is that?
I mean, he's a player we've always tracked and enjoyed and watched when he was at Valor. And then he went down to the USL. Unfortunately, he came back and joined Vancouver, but then we had another opportunity to bring him over with us. So he's not somebody that we just took notice of. He's somebody that I thought would fit our system well. It just never worked. So it's great to have him in our group, and I think he's come in and integrated into the group very, very quickly in the way that we want to play. So it's a great match.
Thomas. Hey James, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
You know, between the handball not called, and then, you know, I'm sure the repeated corners missed, how much kind of patience did it take on the sidelines to not just lose it?
Yeah, I think the early pressure that we had and the corners that we were creating, maybe we can say the quality of some of them wasn't the best, but it was getting into great areas, great situations, and maybe it's so early in the game we're not alive and ready and to take those moments. I thought we could have been sharper there. I think 10, 11 corners, we would have liked to have two or three great chances out of there, but we never really did have clear chances, so that's a bit frustrating. And then to concede on a corner going into half. For us, it was very clear, the handball, but I don't have the referee's view. I don't have the linesman, the fourth official, but it looked like a clear hand ball to us. Didn't go our way. Another challenge, another test. We've been dealing with adversity all season long, and I'm happy the group didn't stop. We didn't stop.
And to see, you know, no Gatto, no Cesari, the best striker in the CPL in the past month, not being able to score, but you know, guys come in for him, guys.
Yes.
Sorry, more scores.
Yeah.
Obviously, Melvin with a big game.
Yeah.
So to see the just mentality to just step in, do a job.
For sure.
How reassuring is that for you, seeing your score?
Yeah, I think we've kind of been dealing with this all season long. You know, we lost both goalkeepers for 5 weeks at one point in the season, our number one and number two. So the you know, best thing with Sean Melvin is his professionalism, his consistency in terms of the way he comes in every single day to work. So when he comes in and steps in goal in a match, we have full confidence in him. And same with Juan Quintana. Kevin Cesari comes in and he takes that spot with TMG. They start to build a great partnership, takes a double yellow. Red card, he's suspended. Juan needs to step in, and they do a great job with Wright, who's been excellent this season. So really happy for both of them, but that's how they show up every day.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
James, just maybe one question for me, back on the Islands brace there. Just how important is it a brace at this point of the season, not just, you know, what it means to the guys on the table and being able to hold on to that fifth spot, but also just for Leon himself, you know, to be in form ahead of the playoffs. And you know, assuming you guys get there now, you have a pick of Zanata Dyer and an in-form Rion Moore going into a, you know, what is basically a structure of lockout games.
No, 100%. We're in a different moment. We're at a different moment of the season, right? So whatever's happened before is not really relevant. We need to win games. We need to win every match. Every match has been a playoff match for us the last few weeks. And Moses has obviously been very good. Dario's built a great relationship with him. And then to get Rion, to take a lot of confidence from coming in, impacting the game like that. Not only the goals. I thought he was very active with the ball, without the ball. Created good opportunities, connecting with the ball. So it's another forward that we need at this time of the year and going into next weekend.
So I know that there's also another team that's from BC that's also trying to grab for the fifth spot. And your last match is a tough match against Forge FC at home. Are you hoping to finish it at home in Vancouver Islands?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing we've been speaking about the last few weeks is to make sure we focus on controlling what we can control. So I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but we have an opportunity to take 3 points next weekend. Against Forge, that needs to be the focus for us to go into that game. We'll, like I said, we'll see what happens this weekend in the other matches, but we need to focus on our work, the moments that we did well tonight, things we can keep working on improving for next weekend. We know the quality that Forge has. It'll be an important match for us and also for our fans. It's going to be the last match at home this season, so we owe a big performance to our fans as well.
Hey James, it's Cleve.
Hey Cleve.
Hey, I just almost said at the half. I mean, you had a really good first half. It must be so dejecting to go into the half trailing after how well you guys played. What was said to the group in the half?
I think, to be honest, we were frustrated because we just conceded the goal, but at the same time we were confident and with the way that we played in the first half, and especially areas of the field that we wanted to attack and try and find combinations with Christian and Stefan Yates and Dario along the left side were very good. We wanted to try to activate and get Kunle more involved in the second half down the right-hand side as well. So we made small tweaks, small changes to our approach. And I think overall, I thought we deserved something out of this match for sure. And if not, deserved the win. So at halftime, it was not nobody's heads were down. Other than frustration with the goal conceded, everyone felt good about the approach, the way we attacked, the way we defended, and it was more of the same to come into the second half and know that we have 45 plus minutes to get 3 points, which is what we came here, and we had to stay focused on that all the way through, regardless of what was going to happen.
Hey James, I mean, a lot of talk will be going on about the 2-on-1 break and, you know, and Dario's pass for the winner to Rayon. But before that, what caused it all was an unbelievable slide tackle, clean. Strip the ball by Kunle Dataluk. what has that guy meant to this program over 5 years? Yeah, unbelievable.
That's a moment. That's a moment that shows him, shows who, you know, I think, I don't know if it was just before that or shortly after that, where he also tracked back down on his side and defended well low in our area, and then he's winning a tackle higher up in the pitch. So he wears his heart on his sleeve. He cares. He is not a man of many words, especially in front of the team or off the pitch necessarily. He keeps to himself, but I think he shows his true colors every time he puts on the jersey and plays. I think he's an excellent fullback. He's really grown and developed as a right back. You see the athleticism, the power that he has, and I still think he has great potential for more. So really happy always with Kulne and his consistency and a bit of a bounce back. He'd be frustrated with his last match. So I think today was important for him also at home.
Great, thanks,
James. Next up, Michael.
Hey, James, congratulations on the big win. Wanted to ask you about Dario. Obviously, it's been a bit of a tough season for him. Getting that first goal a couple of weeks ago seems to have just unleashed the Dario that we know he can be, and that unselfishness tonight on the winning goal is obviously huge. Can you talk a little bit just about how you've seen his growth with the team this year?
Yeah, I mean, one thing we can give to Dario is he went from season to season. He never really got an off season. He never got a break. He came straight from Scotland and came right into preseason with us. And then maybe in the middle of the season, he was fighting his game a little bit. He's getting some frustration there, and it wasn't going his way. But he's got really good character. He's got a great personality in the team and in the locker room. He's got great experience. He's played a lot of games as a professional. He's still young, and he's representing the island, Pacific, and it's where he's from. It's where he's grown up. So I think he's turned his season around in the second half of the season, to be honest, and he's really showing his quality. He's showing his leadership. He's showing his experience, and the pass tonight, I think, kind of also shows where he's at with the team. And to be unselfish in that moment shows what he's bringing to the group right now. So he's been excellent the last few weeks, especially the last month or 2 months.
Yeah. The character and the mentality of the team, it's clear to see the last few games, even when the going's been tough. But the late goal when Halifax there in the point, the two late goals tonight, you've shown you can go and battle on the road, and you know now if you do get in the playoffs, it's obviously going to be on the road for it. But to come to a place like York tonight, basically dominate most of the game, how does that set the group up now if you do get in the playoffs? Because you know you're probably going to be back here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll give us a big confidence. But to be honest, I think we always have that belief in ourselves. The biggest struggle has been not taking opportunities to not be in the position we're in, where we're still fighting to get into the playoffs. That's the number one focus right now for us, to get there and to finish in fifth place, to earn that spot. And then I think where we go and who we face, we don't fear any opposition. We're not worried about going anywhere across the league to play. It's been that struggle of missed opportunities and fighting to get into the playoff position, which is a position we've always been in as a club, as a team. So I think it's been more that. So we take confidence tonight for sure, but we know the job's not done yet. Still not done. So we'll enjoy tonight, but we need to switch our focus quickly to Forge.
Cheers, James. Good luck, safe travels, and enjoy watching the rest of the games this weekend.
Thank you.
Right, thanks. We'll get the arc now.
Done? Perfect. Thank you, guys.